Warren Buffett is one of the best, if not the best investor of our time. He's currently the fifth richest man on the planet with a staggering $105.7 billion of net worth, according to Forbes. That is around 5.9 trillion pesos. That is a lot of money. And he is currently the CEO of Berkshire Hathaway. And Berkshire Hathaway is currently invested in big companies like Apple, Activision, Coca-Cola, American Express, Bank of America, and Chevron. Hello, what is up guys? Eman from PesoSmartPH here. Welcome sa pinabagong episode. Shout out to all the podcast listeners as well. I appreciate you all. Today, let's talk about Warren Buffett's advice to the younger generation. Also, today is Warren Buffett's birthday. He is 92 years old today. So, grabe. Almost a century na siyang buhay. Let's get started with this episode. Number one advice niya sa younger generation is to invest in yourself and in your knowledge. So, by far, sabi niya, the best investment that you can make is in yourself. Communication skills is one example. If you can communicate better in person or in writing, you can increase your value by at least 50%. And you can learn how to communicate better so ideas or your ideas can be heard and viewed by other people. And of course, pag mas okay ka mag-communicate, then you can explore creating content dito sa internet. Next advice niya is for you to take care of your mind and your body. Because you only have one mind and one body. So, hindi natin to pwedeng palitan. Kasi pagka nawala na yung isa, then that means that we're dead. An example that Warren Buffett usually makes is about giving someone a car. And that's the car or the only car that person can use throughout his or her lifetime. So, ano nga ba yung mga gagawin mo, no? Kapag iisa lang yung pwede mong kotse sa buong buhay mo. So, for example, if it scratches, then you have to fix it immediately. Hindi mo siya, for example, patatagalin pa. Like, mamasilyahan mo na agad yon. And ibabuff na agad. Then, ire-repaint na agad, diba? Para mas tumagal pa. And then if it needs some washing kapag ka madumi na yung kotse mo, then you take it to the car wash. And then, pwede mo rin namang hugasan yung sarili mo, no? But that will consume more time. Pero if nagtitipid ka, then you can do that. You have to maintain it to continue it or to continue using it in a good working condition. And sabi rin ni Warren Buffett that you can't take care of your body when you're 50 na. Kasi diba, andun na yung, andyan yung wear and tear. And it doesn't make sense kasi by that time, the rust has already built and you haven't done anything. So yeah, daily walks, that will surely help. If you can jog, then that's good too. Eat healthier and stay away from like junk food and just eat whole foods. Like for example, chicken breast for protein, rice, and then leafy greens. Sobrang nakatulong yan. And if you can also lift weights, then that's also a good exercise kasi mabibuild yung mga muscle mo. Number three advice niya is success means or is defined differently by different people. So, we are unique individuals. So, kumbaga walang one-size-fits-all na definition for success. However, Warren says that if you're around 60 or 65, let's say, and the people you care and love truly care and love you, then you are a success. Being successful is being content with what you have. And pwede natin tong i-correlate sa stoicism. So yung parang main, hindi naman parang yun lang yung gustong ipa, yung message, no? Or parang yun lang yung pinapractice ng mga stoics. But para mas maging masaya ka, you have to be content with what you have. Kasi for example, 5 years ago, yung mga bagay na meron ka ngayon, and yung mga tao na nasa buhay mo ngayon, siguro wala pa sila 5 years ago, 'di ba? And when does it stop? Like yung craving natin to have more than what we have now. And hindi naman masama yun, no, na like dreaming big and striving to get more in life. Kasi yun yung parang start yun yung parang nag-ignite sa atin to do more things, to explore more things, and to try to become more successful in one field. But if we don't know where or when to stop, then doon na magiging parang toxic yung cycle. And kumbaga, wala na nagpapasaya sa'yo. Kasi after makuha yung, for example, itong promotion na to, like gusto mo mas taas pa. Gusto mo ikaw na yung may-ari ng kumpanya, ikaw na yung CEO, or ikaw na yung nagpapatakbo, ikaw na yung president ng company. So, you know, you have to appreciate what you have right now and just work with what you have right now. And yeah, again, bottom line is to be content with what you have, because that will make you happier. And then you also have to enjoy the process and do the work. So for example, we are, sabihin natin, you want to be like a singer, diba? You want to be a successful singer. And sabihin natin na you have the talent, you have a good voice, and parang kailangan mo lang ng break, no? Or kailangan mo lang mag-viral sa TikToks, or sa Facebook, or sa YouTube. But anong ginagawa mo? Wala kang, hindi ka nagre-record na video, hindi ka nagpo-post daily, so paano ka mabibigyan ng big break, di ba? So, kung wala nakakarinig dun sa music mo, kung hindi ka nagsusulat everyday ng lyrics, and turning it into music. So, di ba? You have to do the work. Hindi pwedeng puro talent lang na sinasama mo, hindi, I deserve to be successful, I deserve to be on TV, I deserve to be heard on the radio. But again, you're not posting, you're not writing lyrics. So, it doesn't make any sense, right? So, kahit na sobrang talented mo, you still have to do the work in order for you to be successful or for you to have progress. And yung success nga and happiness is not a destination. It is a habit, according to Warren Buffett. You have to practice it every day. Yung greatness is being practiced every day. Isang example lang yan is yung mga basketball players, yung mga favorite NBA players natin. Diba? Si LeBron James, si Steph Curry. Ako, personally for me, my favorite player right now is Steph Curry. So, nung na-draft si Steph Curry, sobrang daming doubters. Ang daming nagsasabi na he won't last in the NBA. Kasi he's too tiny, he doesn't have the physical build for an NBA game, and he's not a true point guard, he's a shooting guard, kasi he just shoots jumpers, diba, outside. But he proved everyone wrong. Kasi nung nag-click na yung Golden State, after may pasa ni Mark Jackson, kasi yung nag-build naman talaga ng foundation dun sa Splash Brothers and sa playmaking ni Draymond Green eh si Mark Jackson. And then after siyang ma-fire and then pinalitan ni Steve Kerr, then everything just clicked. Nag-champion sila no 2015, then talo sila no 2016. Unfortunately, 17-18 was quite, not really an easy run, but it's almost guaranteed kasi nakuha nila si Kevin Durant, and the next year puro injury, di ba? Na-injury si Kevin Durant, tatalo sila ng Raptors. And then, this year lang, previous season, natalo ng Golden State Warriors, yung Boston Celtics. So, again and time again, Steph Curry is proving his doubters wrong. And diba, parang lahat kailangan maging tama, no? For Steph Curry. Like, tamang team yung puntahan niya, tamang coaches, tamang teammates. But, yung practice niya, no, na walang nanonood, yun yung pinakamalaga, yung daily grind talaga. Everyday nag-shooting siya, nag-lift siya ng weights para makapag-perform siya on the biggest stage sa basketball. So ganun din dapat yung gawin natin, no? Like for example, we're trying out a new career path, or we're just starting out with, for example, we're were newly employed, then you have to do the work para mag-excel ka sa isang bagay. Next one, sabi ni Warren Buffett, carefully choose who you associate yourself with. You want to associate yourself with people who are generally better than you. By doing this, you'll be able to absorb and learn from the knowledge and experiences of those people. Kasi they're better than you nga. So you can learn more from them. If you want to emulate somebody, you have to carefully choose who you want to emulate. And parents have the biggest influence and impact on our lives growing up. So, pagka bata pa tayo, syempre yung biggest influence natin are our parents, or for example, if nagpalaki sa'yo is lolo at lola or like tito at tita. They're the ones who nurture and take care of us during our formative years. However, di ba, hindi naman natin pwedeng piliin kung sino yung parents natin or kung sino yung magpapalaki sa atin. So, down the line, we'll have the freedom kung sino ba, no, yung magiging role model natin. And sino ba yung i-emulate natin and kung sino ba yung kukopyahin natin. No? Kung saan ba tayo kukuha ng blueprint for our lives. Number 5 advice niya is, just because you think you can trade doesn't mean that you should trade. This is one thing that Warren Buffett preaches. His most common examples are buying a farm or a house. After buying these assets, you can't really sell them the next day. Like for example, diba, may kumatok sa bahay mo. Binili mo the previous day ng 1 million pesos. Then the following day, sabi nung isang buyer, hey, I want to buy your house for 900,000 pesos. It doesn't make any sense, diba? So, nasunugan ka ng 10% if binenta mo ng 900k yung binili mo na 1 million pesos. So, diba, this... Babalik tayo dun sa principle na buy low and sell high. So, it doesn't really make sense to sell an asset kapag ka bumagsak yung prices. And ibig sabihin, kapag ka nag-panic sell ka, that means na you don't know what you're buying. So, hindi ka confident na tataas ulit yun. And eventually, sa stock market nga, after corrections and after dips, it eventually goes up with time again. And then, so... Sabi niya, you sell the output of the farm to make revenue. So, hindi mo siya ibibenta yung farm mismo, no? Kasi it will give you yield every single quarter, every single month, every single year. Then again, same thing for a house or an apartment unit, let's say. You have it rented, you can have it rented or refurbish it and then flip it in the future or later on. And then lastly, last advice ni Warren Buffett para sa atin for the younger generation. Number 6, having a routine is good. He famously said that chains of habit are too light to be felt until they are too heavy to be broken. Successful people have good habits and they stick to them. Having a good daily routine for yourself will make you more productive. There's also a sense of fulfillment when you accomplish something that you've set yourself to do on a daily basis. So for example, you can read a book for 15 to 20 minutes. Oh, personally, I'm not a big reader previously and hindi ko talaga gusto magbasa ng mga libro. Sobrang impatient ko when it comes to books previously. But this year, I made a change. So I see to it that I read every single day at least 10 to 20 minutes. And minsan, like halos buong araw na ako nagbabasa. Like for example, mga financials, mga articles about crypto, about stocks, about the companies, kung ano ba yung mga latest. And also, of course, I read physical books. And I think in my opinion, mas okay, no? And I prefer physical books in comparison to digital books. But also, I have read 2 digital books this year. So yeah, that's still good as well. But again, preference ko, physical books. And then, pwede mo ring incorporate sa daily routine mo yung mga morning walk for around 30 minutes to 1 hour every single day. Then pagising mo, pwede mong hindi i-check yung phone mo agad-agad. No? So again, pagkagising mo, pwede kang mag-toothbrush, pwede kang mag-tubig, Or pwede mo nang pwede ka na lumabas agad, no? And then do your daily morning walks. And then yung next nga, drink water every 30 minutes para for example kapag ka sedentary lifestyle, no, yung pinapractice mo, hindi ka masyado nag-exercise. So lagi ka lang nakaupo. Then for example, nanonood ka ng video, ng mga TV series, ng mga movies, then every 30 minutes, pause mo 'yon, then uminom ka ng tubig. That is And syempre mag-stretch, stretch ka din, no? Para hindi ka mahirapan kapag ka, you know, tumatanda ka na. And then lastly, work out for an hour. Ako personally, nag-workout ako almost every day. Nagkaroon lang ako ng rest day every 3 days. Kasi yun yung mga hinihit ko na muscle groups. Like, sa unang araw ko, chest and legs. And then second day, shoulders and triceps, and then last day ko back and biceps, and then after that magkaroon ako ng rest day, and after that rest day same thing, ganun ulit yung gagawin ko the next 3 days. So that's gonna be it for this episode, guys. Sana may natutunan kayo. Alam ko medyo simple lang naman, no, yung advice na or yung message na gustong ibigay or isend ni Warren Buffett, but para sa akin malaking impact nun and positive yung impact ng mga advice na yun para sa akin. And hopefully, makatulong din yun sa inyo and sana magkaroon din ng positive na impact sa mga buhay nyo. Let's end the episode here, guys. If bago ka sa channel ko, click the subscribe button and ring the notification bell para wala akong miss out sa mga uploads ko. I'm gonna try every single day. And then, if nagustuhan mo naman yung content ko, give this video a thumbs up. If hindi naman, give this video a thumbs down. You may also follow me sa mga social media platforms ko. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at MNPSPH. Thank you for watching and listening, everyone. Stay safe. I'll see you on the next episode. Always remember, be peso smart.